Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a controversial law that bans sanctuary cities in his state. Now, essentially, sanctuary cities mean the local police don't detain undocumented people without a warrant from federal immigration officials. Here's Governor Abbott speaking yesterday.
Now, this law can lead to jail time and removal from office for any official who refuses to comply with the ban on sanctuary cities.
Joining us now from Austin is Ben Philpott, senior editor at Here and Now contributor KUT. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
If I can't get through that, how am I going to get through what I'm about to do? I want to tell you what Austin's Mayor Steve Adler told us in April. He said there are two requests that can come from ICE, you know, federal officials. One is a warrant for someone's detention. The other is a civil request to hold on to someone till ICE can get them, a warrantless request. And Mayor Adler said he talked to Attorney General Sessions, who told him that second warrantless request is voluntary. Police, local police don't have to comply. So what does the Texas law say about all this?
Yeah, the Texas law now says that you do have to comply with each and every ICE detainer request. And if you don't, the police chief or the sheriff could be fined and possibly removed from office. Making those optional requests mandatory is probably going to be part of what we assume will be legal challenges coming here in the next few weeks and months before the law goes into effect in September. But beyond that, the law doesn't change a whole lot. Even one of the bill's authors has said that he can't name a sanctuary city in Texas. So Democrats and Hispanic advocates have said that if that's the case, then the bill is about race and not law, and they're worried about an increase in racial profiling.
When you talk about this going to court, we know a federal judge turned down President Trump's ban on sanctuary cities. He wanted to cut funding to those cities. That was turned down, so we'll see what happens in the legal channels. But we know there were protests outside the governor's mansion last night and opposition from police leaders in the state. Remind us why.
Well, they fear that this law will keep people from reporting crimes because of fear of being deported. Of course, opponents have said, again, that this is a show-me-your-papers law, which will have people afraid to leave their homes and, of course, afraid to have any interaction with police.
Well, and this is why most cities say they have become sanctuary cities, because their local police say they can't do policing in neighborhoods where people are afraid of them. It's one thing for them to be afraid of federal officials. But when you're talking about local police, that's, you know, why they don't want to get involved. So what other sentiment are you hearing there?
Well, there's obviously anger from, different groups that have been opposing this bill throughout the session. We've had protests starting last night and throughout into the morning and today now in front of the governor's mansion. There have been, multiple press conferences and conference calls with different groups talking about how they will now go ahead and fight this law before it goes into effect in September. But it is interesting that the governor did it with a Facebook Live video last night, not just because there was then nobody there. There were no chance to ask him questions, and kind of a muted way to roll out the bill than the normal one with, all the lawmakers standing behind him, shaking hands and being excited about the bill.
So we'll keep an eye on this. Ben Philpott, senior editor at Here Now contributor KUT in Austin, Texas. Ben, thanks as always.
Thank you.